لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال: كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا، أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه، واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, today, Friday afternoon, let us take guidance of a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is best of the reminder, in order to live as brothers and sisters and to have a society which is society based on Iman, society based on brother and sister. If we like to establish a society, then we need to practice piety in our social values. Islam is a religion which provides complete instruction and guidance that how we can keep our society and our community based on the faith. There were a few obstacles that we discussed in the past according to Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken all elements that can be used to destroy the society and to break the community of brothers and sisters. Amongst those, and today we would like to discuss about three other elements that are really important, and these are diseases of our soul, or I can say diseases of the society or community. There are sins that are considered as social sins, and then there are sins that are considered as individual sins or personal sins, and Islam speaks about both. Quran has addressed in a length about both types of the sins. Few sins that can be considered as social sins that are related to other brothers and sisters. One is suspicious behavior or suspicion about other brothers and sisters. Are we allowed to do that, and how much it is allowed, and where that is possible to have suspicion, and what should be our character about our brothers and sisters when we see any character or behavior or any action from anybody, then how we need to act upon that. That is one important aspect that we need to discuss. Second is backbiting or slander about other brothers and sisters. That is another sin that you can imagine, one of the social sins within the community, and a disease for our life, that if we really do not take care of that, then it's going to be increased, and it's going to reach up to the level that we may backbite everybody and anybody that we can think and imagine. It's going to be increased in such a level that it destroys iman and faith of our brothers and sisters, and also it damages the society. It breaks community, breaks our brotherhood and sisterhood. Third behavior that has been mentioned in these this surah and this verse of Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, that is spying about other brothers and sisters. Of course, it's a result of our suspicious behavior. And that is why, first of all, Quran has tried to ask not to have suspicious behavior, then spying. Because spying comes after, when you have a suspicious behavior about somebody, then you can start spying as well. It's a result of that suspicious behavior. So look at this verse that I've started with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. This is one thing that I had mentioned in the beginning, that in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. And isn't that interesting, that the beginning of every verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Wasn't that possible that Allah say once, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, and then after that all these commandments could be included as the verses of Quran, and it could be said one and after another, but it seems that it's really important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He likes to speak with the believer at that time, He likes to address them with this title, with addressing by saying, Oh, those who believe. And second thing that is important to understand why it's been mentioned, because faith, it becomes base of anything, that if we like to have our ethical values, if we like to ask somebody that you should avoid from something, this avoiding, it has to be based on faith. If somebody has faith, then he's going to avoid. If somebody does not have faith, how that is possible that he's going to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So faith provides a foundation. It provides a foundation. And however faith is going to be increased, iman increases in the life, all those sins are going to be decreased. So there is a degree of iman. We need to judge the degree of our iman. That if sins are increased, that means faith is being decreased. And if sins are being decreased, then our faith is being increased. That is one of the best way to judge ourselves. And we need to judge ourselves sometimes. We need to think about ourselves. That if we have increased disobedience toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means there is a disease for our soul. There is a disease for our faith. That our faith is decreasing day by day. And with those practices, of course, there is no more faith is going to remain. That is really important to understand. That is why Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu ijtanibu. So it's a direct commandment. It's not being said in the position of advising somebody. It is a commandment that makes any action wajib. Ijtanibu, avoid. So when it's been said avoid, that means it is something that is really important. It is it becomes compulsory. It is wajib for somebody to follow that. Ijtanibu katiran min awwan. Then It's really interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say ijtanibu min al-dhann, that you should avoid from any suspicion, because sometimes it's possible that somebody is going to have suspicion. We cannot completely avoid that we are not going to have it. It's sometime in the nature of human being that they are going to have it. But when Quran wants to say, it said ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhann, not to have plenty of the suspicions. So you don't make a behavior of suspicion. A behavior of suspicion is being condemned in Quran, and it's been said you should avoid from that. But it starts, of course, from one point, then to the other point, and it may increase, and it becomes a problem of our behavior in all our life. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. Some of the suspicion. So then again, Allah did not say that all suspicious behavior are being considered as ithm, because within the believer, then there are going to be the people, those are who are munafiq, hypocrites, and sometimes it is important to have suspicious behavior. There is possibility for the establishment of the system and the government that they have to have people, those who look around the community, and they have to take care of the society. It's not possible that we say that nobody should be suspicious about anything, and we should completely leave up to the people that anybody who can come into the society and they can do whatever they like. We cannot do that. For establishment of Islam, it is important that there has to be a group, those who are looking after and watching around, and especially those who are hypocrites, watching them closely, that they cannot act against the Islamic society and destroy the society. That is why it's been said in Nabawwani Itmon. Some of the suspicious behavior are being considered as a sin. Wala tajassasu. And second important commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not spy. Tajassus. You know, sometimes we, and it's been said after Awwan, when somebody is suspicious, then is going to spy as well. What's happening over there? What are they talking about? Are they talking against me? So maybe they are their conversation is against me. Or sometime spying about behavior of other people, looking around, looking in the houses of people, and those kind of the spying behavior that we'll discuss inshallah in the future. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْوُكُمْ بَعْوَى. And then Quran in the third stage has said that do not backbite from one another, because your relation between you is as brothers and sisters, and ghibat from your brothers and sisters is not allowed. لَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْوُكُمْ بَعْوَى. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. See, when Quran wanted to advise, it has used an example that people, they should think and ponder about that. It's really interesting that when Quran wants to give examples, it gives examples that can be lively examples, that everybody can think about that. And in order that if we can stop backbiting, Allah has said, do you really like that you eat the flesh of your brother while he is dead? أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. A deceased brother and sisters. It's not been said while they're alive. After death, فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Definitely you will dislike doing that. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. And at the end it's been said, you practice the piety. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accepts the repentance and is merciful. Today we have been able to just translate this verse, and we will discuss inshallah in the future. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah help us that we can avoid all those sins that are being mentioned. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive all sins that we have committed in the past. If any of those sins that has been mentioned in this verse, it's been committed by us, may Allah forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can be obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our tawbah and be merciful upon us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive mu'mineen mu'minat. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماهي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، فقال مولانا حسن بن علي العسكري عليه الصلاة والسلام: من وعظ أخاه سرا فقد زانه، ومن وعظه علانية فقد شانه. My dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning I would like to say condolences for the commemoration of the martyrdom of one of the imams who lived in very difficult circumstances. An imam who was surrounded by the armed forces and who lived in a circumstances where he was completely cut off by the society, and he was the one who lived in the prisons, who lived in the circumstances where he was insulted many times, who was taken to Samira, living in the city where city of the armed forces, and always being looked after by the government, always being spied by the government, sometime attacking his house, taking all his properties, and he was the personality who was living in exile in most of his life, and ended his life in the country in Iraq, in Samira. His shrine today also is in prison. Today our 11th Imam is still in those circumstances. The grandson of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, on 8th of Rabiul Awwal, and the Hijri 260 Hijri, he was poisoned, and it's coincidence that it is said that it was Shab-e Jum'ah, night of Jum'ah, when he was been poisoned. And the weakness of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam reached up to the point that he could not pray by standing, and sometimes he was praying on his bed. And it becomes the morning of 8th of Rabi when he performed his Salatul Layl while he was in the bed, and his body was shivering. It is said that in the final times he called his son, who was in occultation, our salam upon Imam Zaman. He called Imam of the age to be with him in the age of 5, and in the final moment Imam comes close to his father, as whenever an Imam likes to leave this world, at that time he leaves his will and wasiyat to the next Imam. In those circumstances where Imam could not appear within the people, he came to his father to say final salam to his father, to see the final moment of his father, and he did not have anybody who could come to say condolences to Imam of the age. Today, as he is our Imam, he is our living Imam, my condolences to him for all the tragedies that have happened in the past, in the history of Aimma alayhim salam, as he is warith for all the tragedies, every tragedy that had come to Aimma alayhim salam. And not only the tragedies that have been in the past, but he is also warith for all the tragedies that have happened since his imamate began until now, today. Around 1200 years, the one who is suffering in occultation, and the one who sees days and nights Muslims and mu'mineen suffering in the various places, all these pains are pains of Imam Zaman. One of the phrases and hadith of our 11th Imam, as he said, that when you like to advise your brothers and sisters, there can be two ways to advise. Once, we like to advise within the public, or we like to advise with the people. If there are a group of people, they are sitting around, and you come and you start mentioning any weak points or shortcomings of your brothers and sisters, that is not good behavior. But when you like to advise anybody, at that time advise in secret places. Imam said, "Man wa'adha akhahu." First of all, we need to consider anybody who commits any shortcoming, any mistake, we need to consider them as our brother or sister. When we consider our brother and sister, then we would like to cover them, provide them a covering, not to disclose and open their mistakes to the other people and say to the rest of people as well. Yes, we all make mistakes. We all have shortcomings. And when we make mistakes at that time, when you like to advise, man wa'adha akhahu sirran faqad zanahu. If anybody advises his brother or sister in the secret place, it's like you have given him ornament, you have given him a zenith, you have elevated the place of this person. وَمَنْ وَعَضَ أَخَاهُ عَلَانِيَةً فَقَدْ شَانَ. If anybody advised within the people, somebody mentioning the person and pointing out the people, when we do that, at that time we humiliated our brothers and sisters. So let us take this as a lesson today from our 11th Imam and try to put that in practice in our whole life. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are approaching to the week of the unity, and especially birth of our Holy Prophet, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one who is a symbol of the unity, and also birth of our sixth Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to request brothers and sisters and community to celebrate this birth, and especially this whole week, in best of the manners. And I would also like to request program director and our board of directors that they should make atmosphere of celebration that our youth can enjoy, our children can enjoy. It is really important that we should not make programs that are only geared towards elders, but our programs that have to be geared towards our children, that they can enjoy. There has to be a time that there has to be an atmosphere of the joyous, that they can feel that this is the time of the birth of their prophet. And it has to be something that all our entities of our community have to get together: Sunday school, Al-Hadi school, our Farsi school, and rest of the committees. They have to try to make atmosphere of the center, that is atmosphere of celebration, that our community should try to work together, inshallah, and it brings the unity within our community as well. And also, this is the time of demonstrating our unity with our rest of the communities, rest of the Muslims, brothers and sisters, because Prophet is common within all Muslim communities. He is the personality who is common between Sunni and Shia. And this is the time that we need to demonstrate that unity as well. And I hope that inshallah in upcoming days, if community is being informed about the programs that are happening within our brothers and sisters, Sunni brothers and sisters, we should try to attend those to go and show our brotherhood and unity within our community, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, one of the good news that I really had seen, unfortunately, in the past we have been watching drone attacks, and all the time, you know, drones have become a symbol of destruction and killing the people. But Islamic Republic of Iran has become a place which wants to promote the peace within the community and within the world. It has invented a drone that is going to save the people, those who are going to be drowning sometime in the sea, or maybe people, those who do not have any help. If they in order to help them, they have invented this drone. So this is something that is good invention. The time when a drone has become something that is fearful, everybody, and people are in the fears of drones, they should also feel that drones also can help them. And other communities should also follow this character, that we should come out from the terrorism and promoting the terrorism and killing the people, destroying the communities. Rather, we should use technology that we can promote the peace within the world as well. In Syria, the situation that is being narrated, that terrorist groups are fighting within themselves, and this fighting, it's going on since many days. There are rebels and Al-Qaeda linked Islamic State in Iraq, so whatever you call them, I really do not know. There are many names, that sometimes Mujahideen, sometimes An-Nusra, sometimes An-Nasr, but all of them, their motive is same. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma shghal al-zalimin wal-zalimin. That is one of the best dua that everybody needs to make. That today, if they are fighting within themselves, I also warn those who were supporting them in the past. Inshallah, time will come that they will fight with them as well. They will not let them to live in their countries. And they will be the first who will become the fierce and the worst kind of the enemies for them, because they don't have character, they don't have behavior. Their behavior is only terrorism and killing the people, bloodshed. And when somebody becomes habitual to have blood of people and shedding blood of people, then they are going to shed the blood of people around the world. And those who say 5 plus 1 or 6 plus 1, everybody is going to be facing these rebels and terrorists in the future. Another very interesting news that probably brothers and sisters have seen, one of the school students, and this is good for the students of our school as well, his name is Shaheed Ehtezaz Hassan, who was a young child. He's been internationally today recognized as in Bangash area when a terrorist wanted to attack on a school, and students of the school, there were around 2,000 students in the school. And when he realized that a terrorist is getting close to the school, he went close and he wanted to defuse his attack. During when he attacked on that terrorist, he became Shaheed. But with his Shahadat and his martyrdom, he has saved thousands of people. He has saved thousands of students. So we need to say salam and salute to this great young man, Ehtezaz Hassan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place his soul with the souls of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And may Allah give this opportunity to every student, every young man, that if they see any time that if there is any suspicious activity at that time, they should try to defuse that. And if they can sacrifice and keep and save the rest of people, that is one of the best way to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and follow the path of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. And we, of course, need those kind of people, those who can sacrifice their lives in order to save the countries. And we hope that if this struggle of enemies of Islam continues, we will have many, many Ehtezaz Hassan who will be saving the communities and the countries in the future, inshallah. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر